Yeah. It is Friday. Welcome to the jungle. Holy crap, what a night last night. Lots to get to, and it's going to be another big night tonight. What's cracking? Great to have you here. My name is Jim Rome. I'm coming to you live from Southern California. You are in the jungle. What's going on? Great to have you. Let's get it. Going to have a big, big day. Some of you right now are flying high, and some of you are in a bad, bad way. Let's get you started. Telephone number is toll free. You know this, 1-800-636-8686. Use the phone number. Hit it right now. I've got a big day. Lots to get done. So you want to jump up in here right now, 1-800-636-8686. If you want to hit me up on social media, I would encourage that. My Twitter feed is at Jim Rome. You can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So the interviews are as follows. Coming up at 9:40. This is Pacific time. So about 40 minutes from right now, new head basketball coach at Georgia Tech, Damon Stoudemire. He was an assistant with the Celtics, gets a tremendous opportunity. Damon Stoudemire, 9:40. Matt Norlander, 10:40. James Kelly, big head bets. Top of hour number three. Alvy's Ionic Week there was. Bottom of hour number three. I think I'll mix in an ATP too. All right, let's not waste time. You saw the action last night. You know what's going down tonight. What do you want to hit on? 1-800-636-8686. Couple of absolutely epic matchups. Classic matchups last night. You know, we got kind of spoiled rotten. You had Mr. New York City lighting up Madison Square Garden. So you know I'm going to get to that. God, I love that game last night. Amazing, amazing game. But after that, you had what went down in Vegas. A rematch from the Final Four a couple of years back. And it almost felt like more of a replay than a rematch. You feel me? Y'all remember how that one ended, right? Jalen Suggs pulling up from a mid-court logo piece of real estate. Delivers one of the all-time devastating dagger blows at the buzzer in March Madness history. I know you remember that. I know Bruin fan remembers that. Bruin fan is never going to forget that. Bruin fan may never recover from that. I know they haven't yet, and they may never will. Which makes last night all the more devastating because it happened again. Right on cue. Talk about deja vu. Talk about history repeating itself. It happened again. So I roll in here this morning, and the very first person I see is Columbia grad Chalk. He's always the first person I see. The Columbia grad is always the first one in. I'm always the second one in. The second person I see is UCLA grad Jack Savage. And the first thing I say to Savage, and I quote, I say, dude, you got a hell of a lot of nerve rolling in here after last night, Jack Tame. Then I chase that with a, Jesus Christ, it's Jack Civilized.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
Jack Savage? Jack Savage is more like John Timid. I mean, bro. I'll say it again on air. You got a hell of a lot of nerve showing your face around here after that last night. I mean, I say that as somebody who represents UCLA in a big way. This is a big UCLA house. In fact, I got to give it to you, Tame. You've done a pretty nice job for me thus far. Well, at least until last night. If I were you, I would take that corny split lid you have with UCLA on one side and Northwestern on the other side, and I'd light that thing on fire because you clearly will not need that ever again. Jack, non-aggressive. In fact, as that slow motion train wreck was playing out last night, I texted him and I said, I'm telling you, Jack Tame, your boys look like they're going to blow this. Not only do they look like they're going to blow this, they look like they're going to get blown out in the process. And if they do, Tame, your ass is fired. I mean that. And then when the Zags went up 10, I texted him and I said, I don't want to see your face tomorrow. You come in Saturday, you pack up your crap, and I never want to see your face ever again. Dude, Jack Tame, that poor bastard. Imagine being a UCLA fan right now. And living through that Suggs buzzer beater against the same Gonzaga program. And you're not even over that yet. And that was 2 years ago. And then having to sit through this ending last night.
Strother will get it in. Salas picks it up. Clock starts. 11 seconds. Salas across the timeline. Pitch it back, Strother. Deep three from the top of the key. Got it! Oh, he hit it! Strother from the top. 7 seconds left. Campbell on the run. Into the front court. Drives the right side. Stripped away. Strother's got it. Fouled with 1.1 to go. The Vegas native pulls up from deep and puts Gonzaga in the lead and then gets a steal at the other end. Strother walking, staring into the crowd. What a shot by Strother, who has had a tough night with his heels in the March Madness logo, drills a three. And with 1.1 to go, he can ice it. Gonzaga leads 78-76.
Westwood one on the call. Heels in the logo. Another logo depth dagger. Another local kid lighting it up in his hometown. Last night we had Mr. New York City and also Mr. Las Vegas, Julian Strother. Now, he didn't have his best game, but he stepped up anyway, and he asked to take the biggest shot of Gonzaga's season. He didn't even need that 40-footer. Why not play for two and the lead? Why not? As always, why does anybody do anything? Because they can. And he knew he could. And that's why he asked for the rock.
Yeah, the play was a little dribble handoff action, see if we could, get a defense on their heels a bit. And initially when Coach drew it, he kind of drew, just search it a little bit, maybe go downhill. And I kind of just asked him, like, can I shoot it? Like, if no one steps up on me, like, do you want me to shoot it? And he was like, absolutely. So then I shot it.
I'm a little stronger language than that.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it PG, man.
No doubt, Julian. There was nothing PG about you ripping out UCLA's still beating heart on national TV. And here's the thing about that shot, that crazy shot. When he let it go, I thought to myself, man, that is the worst shot ever. I'm being honest. When he let that go, I thought to myself, that is the worst shot ever. That is such a bad shot. Until it wasn't. Until it went down. Hell, you might even argue it was still a bad shot. Even though it won the game, given the situation, that's not a good shot. But he knocked it down. And while they nearly did let it get away, remember, this is not Mark Few's first rodeo. He's got one of his biggest guns in the huddle, getting all R-rated with it, saying, I'm that guy. I want that shot. Can I shoot the ball? Can I have the rock? So what's Few do? He says, hell yes, you're it. Try to get downhill. Yeah, but what if they don't come up on me? What if they don't pick me up at half court? What if they don't pick me up at the logo? Can I shoot it? Yes. Yes, you can shoot it. And he did. As for UCLA, as much as it hurts me to say this, and taking nothing from Gonzaga, who did clutch the hell up, but as for UCLA and Johnny Tame over there, that can't happen. That cannot happen. That just can't happen. Even if you want to let my dude Mick Cronin and his crew slide for not picking up full court or even half court or even getting in Strother's grill, what you can't do is go more than 11 minutes in a Sweet 16 game without a bucket in a game that you were dominating. In the end, they gas out. And not having Jalen Clark did catch up with him, and so did the legendary Drew Timmy. And what's not to love about that dude? No matter where your loyalties lie, this dude is the epitome of somebody who makes it better. Unless you're Jack Tame and you're a UCLA fan. Because UCLA had no answer for this dude. He went 36-13, probably could have gone for a half a hundred if they just kept feeding him. Strother is going to get the glory, but Timmy did the work. Absolutely massive game from the three-time All-American who's only adding to his legacy as an icon, both with his game and his swag and what he says. And yes, things did get sweaty. UCLA nearly did come all the way back. Hell, they had that lead late. Things did get sweaty at the end for the Zags. Breaths were being held. buttholes were being puckered.
Butthole.
But ultimately, Timmy and the Zags did not, quote, F this one up.
We cannot be the team that F this one up.
You didn't. You did not. You and Mark Few and the Zags got it done again. UCLA gets their hearts ripped out and their souls snatched again. That's going to leave a mark. Just like the last one did. Bad enough having to live with one finish like that. Now there's another. That's two for you. Two for you, unfortunately.
It's two for me.
Thing is,
it's two for me.
Like I said, I'm a big UCLA proponent. They're not far from him. This is a big UCLA house, so I'm going to do my very best. I'm not going to say that I'm not going to hold them accountable because I am. That can't happen. That cannot happen. And I'm going to tip my hat to the Zags. But in terms of UCLA, let's go ahead and try and look at this. It's kind of a glass half full situation. You know me. I'm upbeat. I'm positive. I'm Mr. Positive. Can I take a moment and cheer UCLA up? Here's a positive. At least you're not driving home. Man, we've all been there. That would be the ultimate drive of shame from Vegas back to LA. We've all gotten our asses kicked in Vegas and had to make that drive back. It's the worst thing ever. At least you're not that. I'm assuming the university hooked you guys up with a flight. So you've got that. That's not so bad. That's a good thing. And on top of that, I'll give you another positive. At least you stayed in clean hotel rooms. Apparently, UConn was given rooms full of vomit, dirt, and probably other bodily fluids. That, according to my pals at Vital Vegas. Yo, V2, been a minute. Vital Vegas, of course, were the ones that tipped us off to all those Raiders who were cheapskates and not tipping on the strip, and chastised them and admonished them for that and let them know that's not how the game is played down here. Shout out to Vital Vegas. And they tweeted names, too. Hotel names. Me, I'm not doing that. I made that mistake once on this show, and it cost the company a lot of business. Here's what they tweeted. Quote, not sure what a UConn is, but the team reportedly bailed on, insert hotel, tagline, dirt, vomit, and worse, and moved to Resorts World. Unclear why news outlets aren't mentioning the resorts involved. Hey, Vital, I know you're going to say, not sure why Rome isn't mentioning the hotel or resorts involved. Because I once did, and it cost us a lot of business, and I got in a lot of trouble. One day on this show, way, way, way back in the day, I went off on this rant about this hotel I stayed at in Vegas and how it was literally the worst experience of my life. And it was like a full-blown 8-minute rant. I was just going and going and going and going. And it was so good. I slapped a tongue on the mic. I was so happy with myself because it really was like the worst place ever. And I said that. It's the worst place ever. I get off the air and this sales rep says, hey, Jim, you got a minute? I'm like, sure, what up, yo? Did you happen to mention insert hotel on the show today? I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think so, i.e. I did like a 12-minute rant on it. I don't think so. Why do you ask? He goes, because they were one of our biggest clients until you lit them up. Like, I didn't even know they were a client. So, Vital, respect. But if you're going to say, I don't know why other news outlets are not referencing it by name, or I don't know why Rome is not referencing it by name, that's why. But dude, good to see you. I just duded Vital Vegas. I don't know what a UConn is they went with. However, they moved because of vomit and other things. Dang, Vital. I don't want to do them the way you did them. But Vital just did that hotel like Strother did UCLA. A knife to the ventricle. What a night. Tame, why are you still here, yo? I told you I didn't want to see your face today. Leave the building. Come back tomorrow. Gather your stuff. Burn your lid.
Right in my face.
You know, it's kind of a funny thing. One more thing, sidebar. Since I've been in the business, I've worked in a number of different places, and every house always has that one fan. You know, there's like that guy in the company or the guy in the production team or the guy or the gal. It's like, hey, man, how's it feel? Your team lost. And I'm always like, dude, it's just business. It's not personal. I don't root. I don't root for anything other than something to talk about. I'm really not Dodger Jim. If the Dodgers go down, it does not affect me in any way. It does not affect my day.
But
there's always
like
that one guy or gal that's in their 40s or their 50s, and they're still wearing it on their sleeve. Their heart on their sleeve. Like, oh, man, my Bears, my Lions, my Eagles. Johnny Tame over there is still kind of a young cat. He's probably still wearing that. And even in a way, I get it, dude. If my Gauchos had that happen, I'd be wearing it too. Anyway, why are you still here, brah? I told him last night, I hit him in a text. Man, if your boys blow this, and if they do blow it, they're going to get blown out. It's time for you to look for another gig. In fact, you know what, dude? I'm not going to kick you to the curb without helping you at the same time. Here's Dasmati's number. Just go run with him. It's got to be some public park or rec that's opening up in Monterey Park somewhere. UCLA fan. Reaction. Zags fan. Reaction. And I didn't even get to K-State yet. Man, that was so amazing last night. Michigan State fan. Reaction. Sweet 16 fan. Reaction. All sorts of great action. And again, as I mentioned, I've got Damon Stoudemire coming up at 40 past. I've got Matt Norlander next hour. James Kelly, Big Head Betts, will pick tonight's action. That's coming up in hour number 3. Hey, get on the phones. It's Friday. Sweet 16. Come on now. 1-800-636-8686. Even if you have not heard of Refund Shock, you may feel it. That's because refunds are smaller this year thanks to stimulus payments and pandemic-related tax credits that are expiring. So before you file, talk to an expert like Jackson Hewitt. Even with smaller refunds, Jackson Hewitt will get you your guaranteed biggest refund. And right now, tax prep is 50% off. So go to Jackson Hewitt today and save. 50% off is a limited time offer for new clients that are filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Go to jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms. jacksonhewitt.com/50 and get your terms.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
So, obviously, I'm not surprised by any of this. JTP, and it's not just the JTP. The JTP is the Jungle Twitter Posse. The so-called Guardians of the Jungle. They got to check everybody. Me, you, everybody. But it's not just the JTP. A lot of y'all are swinging low, punching down, and reaching for the lowest hanging fruit and doing what you always do. I'm trying to have a conversation here. I'm trying to have a legitimate conversation about the matchups. But a lot of you are doing what you do and just taking runs and resetting a bunch of things that happened a while ago. And you're making it impossible to have a legitimate conversation. All right, I'm not telling you what you can't do. I'm just saying it's not a part of the program. You do your show over there and keep doing what you do. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to encourage it. I'm certainly not going to condone it. And I'm not going to reference exactly what it is. I'm not giving you what you want. I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. Just know that I know what you're doing. And it's not making this better. It's making your day better. Because that's who you are and that's what you do. In other words, reset the same tired things over and over and over again. I'm trying to talk about the games. I'm trying to talk about the matchups. If you're here for that, come on in. If not, you're going to keep doing it over there. And I'm going to ask you this question. If you make the same stupid joke for the 100th time and you do so in the forest, does it make a sound? Not if I don't reference it. See what we got here.
They've been doing this for years.
They have been doing it for years. Dear Jim, Drew Timmy's run of 20-somethings is quite impressive. Sincerely, Leonardo DiCaprio. LBH. You know it's bad if that's one of the better things. You know the contributions are terrible if that's one of the better ones, and it is. From you. It's not one of my better ones, but one of your better ones. Timmy's awesome. How do you not love that guy? How do you not love everything about that guy? The guy's just tremendous. At Heyo1in writes, are you really sure you want to can Jack Savage? I feel like that would be the beginning of a John Wick-style revenge story.
Yeah.
I can see a scene where at Alvin DeLauro yells, dude, no.
No.
Savage has got nothing in common with Wick. There'd be nothing like that. By the way, I hit DJ last night. I was running around trying to get things done after the show, some post-production, some other things. Wanted to get set for the games, running around. And I hit Dr. Jana with, hey, yo, let's do it. Let's go see Wick. It's probably too late. But like when I go to a movie theater now,
yeah,
I've been kind of spoiled. Like I want the experience. I want the theater where you sit down and you can order food. I want the theater where you can sit down and order a cocktail. I want a theater of any sort where I don't have to sit in the front row like this. So we didn't get it done. Did not get our Wick tickets. It's not happening. And yes, clones, I would have watched all the games anyway. Don't worry about that. I can do all these things. There are ways. Technology allows. Wooden Laconic writes, after watching Drew Timmy's illustrious career at Gonzaga over these past several years, I look forward to him being a force in the NBA. Thanks. Adam Morrison. War picking up two championship rings while riding the bench for the Lakers. You're already killing a guy and he's not there yet. Hey, Laconic. That would be two more rings than you have. Probably two more bucks than you have. Why does killing people that have accomplished something when you have accomplished nothing make you feel better about you? Make that make sense. Explain that to me. And can you at least wait until he accomplishes nothing before you would kill him for accomplishing nothing? And getting to the NBA is not accomplishing nothing. Can somebody make this better besides me? Romy, anytime I'm having a bad go in Vegas, I head to the area and I hit a Pavier's. Crab enchiladas plus a jalapeno marg equals happiness. Amber in Portland wore the Zags getting that jungle juju. She made it better.
War Lady Clone.
She just
said
it. Some
of that jungle juju.
She just said it. Anytime I'm having a bad go in Vegas, I hit a Pavier's, I get the crab enchiladas, and a jalapeno marg, and then that equals happiness. There you go. War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
Man, there was so much jungle juju flying everywhere last night, wasn't there?
Jungle juju.
Hey, and by the way, one more by the way. For those of you running up in here to kill my guy, Mus, let me tell you something. That was not a Mus problem. Nobody was beating UConn last night. Hell, the Lakers weren't beating UConn last night. UConn, and you knew it early on, when they had those four offensive boards, like in the first 4 seconds, and Arkansas couldn't get a clean look, and UConn was making everything, and what they didn't make, they were getting second chances on. You knew that was going to go like that. UConn was that good. That was not a matter of Arkansas being that bad or that ill-prepared or must this or must that. Man, you got to tip your hat. UConn was incredible. Like, I knew they were good, but that was their best. Nobody's best is beating their best. And if they can sustain that and maintain that, they'll be the ones cutting down the nets. Believe that. UConn was incredible last night. Incredible. 1-800-636-8686. M writes, I was waiting for Jack Domesticated. I had that one. Locked and loaded. I forgot. That person's right. Domesticated. The hell are you still doing here, dude? We're at the bottom of hour number one. You're still standing back there like nothing happened. You're still standing back there like I didn't fire you. You're still standing back there like UCLA didn't lose last night. What are you going to tell me next? You still have that hat? Bro, never ever wear that hat ever again. You should go to YouTube right now and light that thing on fire. We should do it here in the studio. Instead of that jersey burning, we can have a hat burning on YouTube live.
Burning.
That'd be pretty responsible. We should drop a giant oil drum right in front of me and burn that lid.
Burning.
Geoff writes, Romy, Drew Timmy worked his ass off last night. He played lights out in a Sweet 16 basketball game and then clocked in for his graveyard shift at the docks. Regards, old man Drew Timmy's boss. As I mentioned, if that's one of the better things I get, that's how bad my contributions are today. Even Geoff looks smart today. How do you not love Timmy? And one more on the way out. Dear Jim, I haven't seen UCLA lay a dump that large in years. Signed, Dr. Lou Slungpoo.
Louis Slungpoo, I hope I pronounced the last name correctly.
Yes, ma'am, it's Slungpoo.
Oh, thank you very much. What can you tell us about this? Is it something you've ever seen before like this?
You know, we had a pressure break around sunset, and the cherry bomb must have popped through the top of the pipe and just blew the bottom right out of it.
Well, is this something that happens because of the UCLA campus and kids playing around, or is it the high school campus, or do you know the source?
Right now, we're still in the investigation phase. It just seems that the break might have come somewhere around the Poly Pavilion area, one of the locker rooms. It was either a cherry bomb or someone took a really large dump, you know?
That is an incredible... So are you 100% sure about that?
That's a fake call.
Oh, we lost him. I'm sorry about that. We hope to get him back and find out how they're going to close down.
I mean, seriously, like... She's like, he just said it was either a cherry bomb or somebody took a really large dump. She's like, that's incredible. And then she's fishing for a follow.
Lewis Slung.
And then you can hear either a producer or the other dolt seated beside her saying, that's a fake call. That's a fake call. And even then, she still doesn't get it. She's like, oh, we lost him. Maybe we can get him back. She still didn't get it. Slungpoo, whoever you are, wherever you are, normally I would not condone that behavior. You, my friend, are a legend. And for the record, how was Slungpoo not a tip-off? What, doctor, I took a gigantic dump in my pants? Couldn't get through? So Brett and Bughawk, credit for resetting that. James Kelly loves you for it. That's also on Kelly's short list of favorite drops. How about Slungpoo just delivering that perfectly on live TV in L.A.? Yeah, we're in the investigation phase right now. We're trying to decide whether or not it was a cherry bomb or somebody just took a really large dump. Some anchor or some producer is like, hey, quick, somebody star 6-9 Slungpoo. We need to get this guy back. Let him finish his analysis. We need to run down Slungpoo. In fact, we should make him our official advisor on matters such as this. Could that have been handled any worse? Was there anybody in that newsroom who had any idea the hell was going on? But again, credit to you, Slungpoo, man. You nailed that. You delivered that perfectly.
Break.
I know, Albie. Albie, don't tell me to break when I'm giving Slungpoo credit. Retroactively, Damon Stoudemire, when we come back, new head coach at Georgia Tech. Here is your sports update. Here's
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Rolling through hour number one. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome in Southern California Live. Nice to be with you on this Friday. As promised, we are joined right now by the new head basketball coach at Georgia Tech. He played 13 years in the NBA. He was the number 7 pick overall in 1995. He was the 1996 Rookie of the Year. Had a great college career at Arizona. We are joined by Damon Stoudemire. Damon, it has been a minute, but it's great to talk to you once again. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Jim. How you doing, man?
Good, dude. Good. Good to hear your voice. How you feeling?
Hey, man. Blessed. Feeling good, man. Feeling good. The weather got better. It's a little chilly early in the week, but it's getting back right now.
All right. I feel you. Let me ask you, Damon. I'm not sure I've ever seen a head coach as emotional and as moved as you were when they introduced you as the new head coach at Georgia Tech. Can you take me back and maybe take us through those moments? What was going through you, and why did that hit you as hard as it did in that moment?
I mean, it was, you know, it's like, you think back through the process, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it's like a couple things, you know, and as I went back, you know, again, thinking all the way back, you know, I'm a little kid and then I get drafted into the NBA and, you know, played 13 years and now I get into coaching and, you know, been successful in my own right and, you know, was in a great situation in Boston, but just sitting there at that moment, I don't know, it just kind of got me, you know what I mean? It's like, I think as you get a little older, we all getting our feelings a little bit, and you know, I felt like at that moment, man, it was just my time. I arrived, and it's, you know, time to get Tech, man, going back the right way.
My man, respect. I like that, Damon. You're right. As we get a little older, we all do get in our feelings a little bit. So I see you working. You know, I want to ask you about Tech in a second, but you mentioned Boston. How would you describe your 2 years with the Celtics in terms of your overall basketball journey? What were those 2 years like for you?
Man, it was amazing. You know, I actually was talking to Joe earlier today. And, you know, man, when you really think about it, right, you have, you know, so many great basketball minds over there, you know, Brad Stevens, you know, he's running in and, you know, man, to be able to be around the staff that I was, you know, Ime and, you know, Joe, Will, like, you know, you can go down the line, like, you know, you think about it, Jim, at the end of the day, like, we challenged each other every day, but I say this, you know, and when you think about organizations or whatever type of professional franchise you name, the unfortunate situation with E aside, like, you know, between Joe, Will, and myself, you have one organization, you know, have three head coaches in like 16 months, man. Like, you don't really get that.
Yeah, right. No, you don't. You do not get that. Damon Stoudemire is joining us right now. He's the new head coach at Georgia Tech. Now, Damon, old heads like you and I, especially me, when I think about Georgia Tech, and I've been in this thing long enough, I saw this firsthand. I think about my dude Kenny Anderson, Dennis Scott, Brian Oliver, Lethal Weapon 3, Bobby Kremins back in the day. I mean, how cool were those teams? How cool was Tech back in the day?
Man, Tech was – I was saying it yesterday in an interview to me, Tech was more popular than the Atlanta Hawks. You know, when Georgia Tech is really good, it's the city's team. And, you know, you can go back to, you know, you can go back to Mark Price, you know, those teams, Mark Price, Dalrymple, you know, Dwayne Farrell, John Sally, you know, they had really good teams. And then that just bled into Kenny and those guys. And they took it to a whole nother level. But, man, you know, Georgia Tech basketball has always been synonymous with winning. And, you know, I don't feel like it should be any different now.
Damon Stoudemire joining us. Damon, I remember, for some reason, this sticks out in my mind, maybe because it was early in my career, but I can remember the Final Four. I remember being, I don't know where we were, either in a hotel or somewhere, but I remember Bobby Kremins being with the guys, and they were shooting pool, and I couldn't believe how cool Kremins was. Like, they loved him. I'm like, dude's just shooting pool with the fellas, and they loved him, and he loved them, and it always stayed with me. It was like such a moment. Like, could you rebuild this thing? Was that a moment in time, or could it once again be like that? I know that's the goal, but could you rebuild it and bring it back to where it once was? Because guys have tried, and they have not been able to do so.
I mean, I don't feel like this can't be built. I mean, you start on the inside and then go out. I mean, you have a great home base here in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, it's all type of talent that's here. And, you know, I think you start here and then you venture out. If you historically look at Tech teams, you know, it always consists of Atlanta guys, but nationally, you know, the brand has always been there. And so you definitely can get it back. It's a matter of getting out. It's a matter of having a presence. And, you know, what better way for on the initial any Atlanta kid, Georgia kid to come and play in Midtown. I mean, that's a great place to play, the Thriller Dome, right? You know, that's what we remember it as, right, Jim?
No doubt. Such a hotbed, dude. There's so much talent there. Yeah. There is so much talent in that backyard. Damon Stoudemire joining us. So every coach I talk to talks about culture, and they should. It's important, like really important. What is your culture going to look like and feel like at Georgia Tech?
Just the culture of accountability. You know, like, it all starts within the individual. You have to, you know, you got school, you got basketball, all that links together. And so if you're not disciplined, if you don't pay attention to details, if you don't create a routine for yourself, you're just really setting yourself up. So that's what I'm going to help these guys with. You know, the thing about it is, you know, it's some talent here. Obviously, you got to add talent. But at the same time, too, it all starts right there because, like, your daily habits are going to be a function of who you really are at the end of the day.
Bottom line, Damon, what we're talking about here really are non-negotiables, right? There has to be non-negotiables for the individual and for the group. What are some of the non-negotiables?
I mean, you know, punctuality. You know, that for me starts right there. I mean, If you're not on time, you're not ready. You know, you should be there 15 minutes before. You know, I think the biggest thing, you know, you have to do is you gotta sign a non-negotiable contract with yourself first, and then you have to sign one with your team, and that's to do the right thing every day. You gotta not only do the right thing every day, you gotta be a high character person. You got to have integrity. You got to exude the right things because what I learned in all the places that I've won, whether it's been as a player or a coach, a shared vision, and you're winning, then everybody wins. Everybody gets out of it what they want.
Talking to Damon Stoudemire, you know, one last thought. When I think about your career and I think about your college background, like, the Arizona family is just so amazing. It's an amazing family. It's an amazing culture. And it started with Lute Olson. Let's never forget, Damon, you know this as well as anybody, but when he got there, man, there was nothing. There was no program. There was nothing. And he built this absolute monster. And when you look at the lasting legacy of Lute, the former players, yourself, Steve Kerr, so many Wildcats playing prominent roles in basketball, how much of an influence did Lute have on you and the coach and man you become?
I mean, a big influence. You know, I always tell people, like, for 4 years, we did the same thing. You know, Coach had a routine, and he never deviated from it. And, you know, he instilled that on to all of us. He held us accountable. He held us to a standard. And he never wavered on that. And it was every day, whether that was on the floor or off the floor. And, you know, the respect factor that we gave him for holding us accountable, for making us pay attention to detail, for doing all the, you know, the little things, you know, that obviously carried on for me as a player and then into my coaching career. But he played a big part, and I think he played a big part in, you know, all of us that came through Zona.
Damon, one last thought. It's great to see you not only get this opportunity, another opportunity, but such a great opportunity. Let me ask you this. You coach at UOP. How different, though, is the game now with the transfer portal and with NIL and everything else? How different is it now than it was then when you coached at UOP?
Oh, it's changed, and it's just really been a year and a half. You know, right. It's changed. I mean, you know, I call it free agency. It's fun. You know, you get on the phone and you talk to kids, and you know, you're trying to sell your program and sell yourself. But it's definitely changed. But at the end of the day, you know, this is the one thing I've learned. Regardless, you know, and I think like nobody talks about it. Like when you're getting NIL money and things of that nature, like it's pressure on the kid. And I think as a staff now, you gotta really think to yourself: is this kid built like that? Because there's going to come a time, Jim, where guys like yourself, you know, in college, it's always been coaches that have been the fall guy. At some point, like when these guys are getting what they're getting, you know, the ridicule is going to come on the players as well. And so there's a lot of dynamics that comes with that. I don't know if they've actually thought about that dynamic. You know what I mean? And, you know, you have to perform to get money.
Damon, by the way, you're right. You are the first one to say that. People are not saying that. You're so right. That does come along with it. I'm not saying that they don't deserve the money, but you're right. You're right. I see it working.
I would never tell the kids they don't deserve the money. They have a right to the money, but with the money comes performance.
That's it. Damon Stoudemire, the new head coach at Georgia Tech. Damon, great to have you on. Sorry to come up at the end of the hour, but we're at the end of the hour. Great to talk to you. Thank you very much. Hour number two straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.